Okay. Down to business. Yes.
Oh, you mean our business?
Yes.
Why are you chatting with Mr. Snyder? I know she is tired.
Because Kiri and Pia haven't tried yet.
Well, they haven't. I say, this is a first for you, darling. Well, not first, I mean a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
A long time. Mm-hmm. Good. Let's see. How are we set up for the party tonight?
Oh, everything's ready.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now then, both of you, stand up. Take a step to the left. And a jump to the right. Put your hands on your hip.
And do the hokey pokey. Oh,
hey, come on, guys. I'm serious. Take a step to the left.
Step to the left.
And a jump to the right.
Jump to the right.
Put your hands on your hip. And do the pale pick thrust. Root sex, root sex, root sex.
Welcome to the Rocky Port Picture Show, kids.
Okay.
Let's all do the time warp again.
That was interesting.
Take a step to the left and a jump to the right. Put your hands on your hip and do the pelvic thrust. Okay, I will put on the first speaker.
Okay.
Greetings, Russ.
Greetings, Amal.
Greeting, young man.
Johnny, Amal. Amal, Johnny.
Good to hear from you again, Amal.
It would be if it was Amal.
Oh, poor time.
Thank you.
Well, you don't call me Russ very often.
I do not.
It's generally Mr. Hatfield.
No, that is Ashtar.
Oh.
I will either call you Russ or Russell.
Ah.
Okay, let us proceed.
Alrighty. Okay, communication-wise. First off, working on the Sedona Journal of Emergence.
Yes, that is the reason why I am present.
Excellent. Okay, as you know, we went over the Syrian Chronicles, a quarter of that last week.
A quarter of what Kiri had with her.
Right. And so, what I'm wondering is, what is acceptable for use, and what isn't acceptable for use?
All of it is acceptable by Ashtar-based standards. However, you have to discuss it with the librarian.
Okay. So it's her final call.
Correct.
All right.
After all, it was with her willingness to cooperate that you were able to get the information. We can at least do her the courtesy of discussing it with her, should we not?
Absolutely. I agree. All right. I've got a lead-in for this that I'm going to be starting this off with. For 3 years, my roommate Mark has been channeling various entities from the local base of operations for Ashtar Command in this sector, and I'm pleased to be able to share transcripts of conversations with him for all to enjoy. Special thanks go out to Roger Pinion for my introduction to Amal and Corthon so many years ago.
That is acceptable.
Excellent. Okay, we are looking forward to giving some of that information out that we've been working on for so many years and letting others learn what we've learned.
Okay.
Johnny has a pair of transmission crystals, and being as that you are communicating.
Okay. Yes. Let us.
Mm-hmm.
Black quartz. This is the powerful of the two.
Pardon me?
This one here is the more powerful of the two.
It's the female. Oh, what was explained to me was a female.
That is correct. It has more power and energy.
Most females do.
Yes, I was about to say, do not assume that all females are wimpy.
No, I don't assume that at all. I consider females to be the superior species on the planet.
That is a misconception which needs to be corrected. You are equal.
Thank you for that clarification.
Okay, now, purposes for the transmission crystals.
Receiving energy. transmitting energy, transmitting communication.
Okay. Now, are we receiving it, communication also?
Correct.
Okay.
You could say they are more like radios.
Okay. Kind of like walkie-talkies in the Crystal Kingdom.
Russ, would you care to hold one?
Yeah, sure.
Johnny, would you care to hold the other one? Now, Johnny, think of a thought and project it into the crystal. Have you projected it into the crystal?
Yes.
Russ, what is the thought? Feel it from the crystal. Greetings, Beeline. Greetings, Calvin.
Pyramids?
Work.
Work?
Just getting a job. That's what I had in mind. Was just getting a job.
Well, my first thought was cooking, but I thought that was...
You went with your first thought, because your first thought was accurate.
That is correct. What you do is you go with the first thought that pops into your mind.
So I see what you mean. So these are for amplifying communication from close up or from distances.
Correct. A little bit. Johnny.
Yes.
Tell me about cooking.
It's what I do in this dimension the best. I love it. It's in my heart. It's in my soul. And I'm fortunate where I'm very good at it. I have a natural knack, and I love it. It's my life.
Okay. Was that not eloquent? Was it not spoken well? To start off with, you had a little bit of difficulty, but once you started speaking, it flowed out of you more easily.
Yes. Is the crystal helping?
Correct. Russ.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about playing frisbee golf.
It's a...
Do not think about it, just talk.
I like the ability to toss a disc a long distance and see it curve just where I want it to be.
You need practice and linking with it. The person who has had them longer finds it easier to communicate with them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You need to let it flow.
Now, should these be cleansed?
No.
Okay. Leave them as is.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. Now, the purpose of the transmission crystals that have fallen into your hands is to help you with your communication abilities, not only by becoming more eloquent in your communication skills, but also to be able to receive and feel the energy and to be able to transmit it into an audible form by using your voice. In essence, becoming a channel for the crystals to communicate what they are receiving.
Ah.
Russ referred to these as transmitter crystals. And when I was in Sedona, that's what he asked me for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. These are... what I was told were channeling crystals.
Channeling and
what is the difference between a channeling crystal and a transmitter crystal?
What Russ is referring to is being able to transmit communication. For example, I am being channeled by Mark. Mark's body is transmitting the information. Do you see what I am saying? That Mark is a channel for me to transmit information to you. So therefore, he is a channeler, and he is also transmitting information at the same time.
So the crystals act like Mark.
Did I do good in
selecting,
purchasing
and
selecting these tools?
Purchase, I do not understand the concept. I understand the principle, but purchasing is something that is a little bit difficult to understand.
Okay, these crystals came to me.
Yes, and they came into your hands.
And I wanted some strong tools to help with my personal development, spiritual development, and understanding.
Yes, I understand. Now, Russ, hands John or Johnny the crystal. Close your eyes and tell me about your vehicle of transportation.
Listen, which you the question is going to Russ?
No, to you.
To me?
Yes.
Okay. I've got a 1980 Dodge pickup, crew cab with a camper shell on it. Very nice truck. Yeah, it's very, very functional. On the downside of it, I'd say if there was any kind of negative thing, is its fuel efficiency. Mm-hmm. It's not very fuel efficient, but...
Okay, now, clear your mind.
Yes.
Totally cleared. Now, what is the first thing that comes into your mind?
Home on wheels.
I see what you mean.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let us get to the answer and question part.
Okay.
Or question and answer.
One thing I have to wonder is, are those crystals a good source of Johnny's ability to work with his guides?
Yes. Again, it goes back to the channeling and transmission.
Okay. So this is a point where he can focus in more on his guides. And
correct.
Get something like home on wheels.
Correct.
I see. Okay. Good. All right.
And that was not Johnny saying that.
Oh, okay.
That was information coming through the crystals being channeled through him.
Ah.
Are you all right there, Johnny?
Yes.
Okay, I was just a little bit concerned that you were suddenly very quiet. Okay.
Okay, Russ brought up the Sedona Journal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm vaguely familiar with the publication. But I just came here from Sedona, made a long, hard journey to make it here. And I'm curious about a few different things. Merkaba. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Can you explain Merkaba to me or the relationship with the Brotherhood? What is the correct term for, in my mind, the Brotherhood?
You mean the organized groups that work, such as ourselves?
The Syrians, the Pleiadians, the Merkava, the... everyone involved in the Ashtar Command.
I'm curious
about the whole thing.
We are loosely working together. We try not to step on each other's toes. This is the standard answer, I'm afraid. We try very hard not to step on each other's toes. Where we overlap, we will communicate. For example, we will try to interdict with hostile third-dimensional entities that wish to treat you like lab mice, to run experiments to see how you work, how you think. In those fields,
to get back to my first question, where does the Merkava and it play it in the whole picture? And can you explain more about the Merkava to me?
I can try. They are a semi-reclusive group of individuals that have traveled quite some distance and are not even
now from their own original base of operation. What they do is they try to be guardians and try to steer you in a direction that they perceive as being to the best advantage for your species. Some of the things that they do we disagree with, but we do not interfere because we do not know what your ultimate destiny is, and neither do they. And maybe they have the right idea, or maybe we have the right idea, or somebody else does, or all the things combined together by pushing you in different directions gives you much more chances of achieving a goal that would be beneficial to your species.
Okay, so if I'm understanding you correctly, you don't work directly with the Merkava, and the Merkava is neither, you don't consider them positive or negative?
Definitely not negative. They have their own idea on what where your species should be going. And we have our own idea. And both seem to be beneficial at this time.
Is there positive knowledge to be gained from the Merkava for us humans?
There
trying to move into the fourth or fifth dimension?
Sixth dimension,
excuse me.
There is positive information to be learned from every species that interdicts with your planet. Whether it is positive or negative, the information to learn can be very positive. Negative suggests something bad. How can knowledge be bad? Knowledge of bad things is not bad. It is just what the knowledge is. How you use it is the key.
Corton, are you yourself based on Hades base on Mars?
It is my temporary work station for a period of time.
Okay, you said that the Merkava, I'm paraphrasing now, I'm not quoting you, but you, the impression I got was the Merkava were here in our space and time, in our dimension, but they were far from home.
Yes.
Now, you yourself are far from your home planet.
Correct.
Am I correct?
Correct.
Do the Merkava have a base like Hades base or something I can compare it to?
The best way to describe it would be a portable base, a spaceship. And you can put a spaceship wherever you wish. You could place it on your moon. You could place it on one of the moons of the many planets in your system.
All right. If I may, I'd like to change the subject.
Certainly.
Like I stated earlier, I just came from Sedona. And there seems to be a lot of, I hate to use the word alien, for my simple mind, I'll use that term. There seems to be a lot of alien and military activity. And the military activity is very secret.
Yes, I understand exactly what you're saying and where you're coming from. This is something that has been discussed, and it is something to be concerned about. That particular area in Sedona, for the present, the name of the area eludes me.
But Secret Canyon? Does that ring a bell for
yes,
you at all?
Yes, it does ring a bell at all. That could be the name. But it is an area that is ideally suited for use by secretive organizations. It also has a power source, which is to be wary of.
It's a dark crystal.
It is not to be approached unless you are very, very strong. I myself would have difficulty with it, because it shows you what you could be if you walk down a particular avenue. It talks to you. It whispers to you nice things that lead down a path which is harmful. But it is whispered so subtly and nicely that you do not perceive it as that until it's too late. And please, give yourself more credit. You are not a simple individual.
Well, I consider myself a simple man, but I did have the perception of this dark or evil, I don't know what the correct terminology is, to leave, to get away from it.
Mm-hmm. What it does is it drives away those that are pure. I do not mean snow white pure or pure white as the bib of this feline, as this is. But, I mean, it is pure in heart.
So I made the right decision, leaving.
Yes.
This dark source was draining me.
Yes.
It was starting to work against me, and I needed to get away from it.
Yes, and there were other motives why you left as well, but I understand that the combination of all these motives plus the crystal was enough to force you to the side to be young again and to take the challenge of a new environment.
Thank you. Thank you for that. As much as I can.
You're welcome. Yeah, Russ, one last question.
One last question, yes. That's what I've got. Currently, with our current sources of information all linked up to computers and more information coming online every day, would the loss of this information due to what is to become be comparable to the destruction of the Library of Alexandria?
No.
No.
Because computers now, you tell them to forget, but they do not forget. There are people that are employed in retrieving information that computers have been told to forget, but they have not forgotten.
So that information is always retrievable.
Correct, because if you send information, let us say you have a computer downstairs and you have a computer at your office, you send it by the information by telephone
right.
to your office, how many possibilities are there for information to leak out from your telephone to the computer at your workstation?
Well, if they're not hooked up, none, actually.
No, I'm saying that if they were hooked up.
Oh, well, quite a bit. I mean, they'd be interlinked.
Correct. But there would be many points in between your place of residence and your workstation, where the information could be taken out of, and you would be none the wiser.
True.
So the information that you send from one to the other, you tell the other one, to forget the information that you have sent to it, could be somewhere between the lines on somebody else's computer that is monitoring your system.
Oh, I see. Okay, so that information is permanent.
Correct.
Essentially. Oh. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Farewell, Johnny.
Farewell,
Russell.
Farewell, Courtney.
Thank you.
Hi to you. Tired, Don?
Yes, very.
I understand. It was a good cause. I mean, you worked hard on that one.
So Mark got rather emotional over this particular subject, which surprised me. I assume a lot of that was your doing.
Yes, 90% of it was my doing. In fact, I think you didn't realize that he was channeling me at the time.
Ah. Yeah, because it wasn't a typical Mark that I was talking to, who was fired up and...
You've got to remember that Mark is very politically astute, even though he pretends frequently not to be so.
True, but he doesn't get vehement in his astuteness. Which
it doesn't serve the purpose when talking to you. If he was talking to somebody else, I'm pretty sure somebody on his political level, I'm sure that he would be much more forceful in its communication and much more passionate.
Hmm.
Excuse me? You are referring to the situation in Quebec?
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct?
That's correct.
This is to say I'm politically naive.
No, I wouldn't say politically naive. I would say politically tinted.
Ah, yes, I understand.
You have to remember that Mark is partially trained to be a politician. Mm-hmm. You notice that he can be very passionate about his political views and that he can be very eloquent when he communicates them.
Yes.
When do you perceive the Quebec separating from Canada? Because it is inevitable in my mind, unless I'm mistaken.
I don't think you're mistaken. I think it is inevitable to rule eventually, given time. But it is a symptom of a greater disease. Well, not a disease, but of a greater picture. You have to remember that Quebec is not the only area on your planet that is like that. Not necessarily a different ethnic speaking area, but a different speaking, different ethnic structure. An area that is totally self-sufficient. Can any of you tell me where a country has had the same sort of problem recently?
Country?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, States. Think. South America.
No. Russ?
Or not. Yugoslavia.
Correct. Yugoslavia no longer exists. It has broken down into ethnic provinces. Name another country.
That's easy. Russia.
No.
Nicaragua.
No. Russ was very, very close there.
The
Union of the Soviet Socialist Republic.
Oh, yes.
Russia is just a part of it.
Right.
Name a country where that worked in reverse.
You mean where it actually, where it all came together?
Mm-hmm.
United States.
No.
America.
Mm-mm. That's still broken up. Canada's not part of America. Neither is Mexico.
It's part of North America.
Mm-hmm. But it's not part of the country.
How about Australia?
No.
England.
Germany.
Very, very close. In fact, I could say yes to that. But in actual fact, it's South Africa.
How would they be South Africa, though? Because of
Swaziland, Zululand. They were all separate and independent.
But they still were.
No, they're now all part of it. Remember the Zulu leader?
You mean Chaka Khar?
No, the one at the moment.
Oh, I can't think of his name. No.
But he tried to run to be president of South Africa?
Mm-hmm.
Can I interject something?
Certainly.
I was with Mark, mm-hmm. and he went out of his way, and it is not his norm by any means to go to casinos.
Mm-hmm.
And he took me out the other night, and at first I thought he was doing it to entertain me.
It was partly to entertain you. I discussed it with Mark, and it was partly that you needed to get out and have some fun. And he could kill two birds with one stone. And at first he didn't want to go. Remember, he was constantly going, no, I don't want to do that. Remember?
Yes, I remember quite well.
Mm-hmm. And that was the debate between Mark and myself.
Yeah, Mark got almost a little jealous and asked me to refrain from my thoughts.
I don't think he was jealous or anything. I think it was more of a distraction that you were transmitting when he was trying to dwell on his own thoughts. Mark, at certain times, can be very receptive to input from other people on a telepathic level. I don't think he realizes it most of the time. I think the time that you were transmitting, he happened to be very open and receptive and was actually aware of the fact that he was receiving information that was not his own thoughts.
Okay. More questions?
Oh, how's your costume? You wearing hunting colors?
Uh-huh.
No clothes this time?
I've still got my panties and bra.
Oh, you do?
Not much of panties this time. Oh. Not much of a bra either.
If I understand correctly, you're going to dress up as a dog?
I'm sorry. I've got a sick sense of humor. I hope you appreciate it.
Oh, speaking of cats, Carrie.
Oh, I apologize.
Yes.
You don't take offense to what I said, do you?
No. Carrie's cat, yes. I'm sorry.
No, Carrie wants to come up to Hades base.
Yes, Carrie and myself discussed that. I can work it the other way. I can met a concert with Carrie and take Carrie down into her dreams.
And coerce Carrie up to Hades base?
I don't think Carrie's ready at the moment. She's got too much going in her life.
Oh.
She's too tense. Mind you, she should stop camping so much.
Stop what?
Camping?
Camping?
Yeah,
is that what you said?
Yeah, she's got too tense.
Oh. Joe. Too tense.
Oh.
Oh, God.
You're going to stay out of my aquarium and leave my giant Picoscomus alone, aren't you?
It's catfish.
It's a giant Picoscomus.
It's a catfish.
Mark told me that that's how you would relate to it.
It's got whiskers.
It's very similar to a catfish.
In the family of it, maybe.
But it's a Picoscomus. Would you like some tea?
Yes, please. I would love a cup of tea. Dearly love one. Earl Grey, hot. Little bit of milk. No sugar.
I'll start it up.
Why are you sticking your tongue out?
I'm sticking my tongue out at him. He's being facetious.
Okay. He's... After speaking with Corton, I'm...
blowing off steam.
Lightening up and joking around. Russ has been joking with me all day. He's put me in this kind of joking kind of mood.
Well, I can put on the cavalry in a second. In fact, I'll put on the cavalry now as I'm going to be semi-ring mistress. We're going to share the duties.
Oh, good.
Define what you're saying to me. What are you saying?
I'm going to give you some support on... you're going to get help.